Take a breath with me. And on behalf of Lee and I thank all of you, and I thank our wonderful host, Rob, and his terrific staff for just having this space to be in. It is truly wonderful and unique in every way. And all of us who support people like Rob and the store, it's a wonderful thing in the day of the digital world to have a place like this to be able to come to and feel the energy and enjoy each other's energy. And then there's the chai. So, with gratitude to all of you and to the potentials that you all go forth with, and the energy that comes to us through crying at the end of the day, and the love that's shared from the other side of the veil, the entourage that crosses the veil to come be with us, to embrace us, unconditional compassion, unconditional love for the human. So just let yourself feel what that wash of love is like, how deep it goes, and how much it means, because there's nothing that we can know in our humanity that's like that, except perhaps the love of a mother for a child, that limitless, compassionate, deep, transcendent love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. When we started yesterday and invited an entourage into the room, and it has been here ever since, it's not linear, and you can't count them. They don't really even have a consciousness like you do. Think of them as energy. Multidimensionality is this way. It's complex to you. For us, it's reality. And it's real. When we invite the entourage in, we actually are giving permission for an assemblage of energy that would be benevolent and compassionate to every single one who is here. It's different each time. When you sit in an assemblage like this, dear ones, the very sitting in the chair, facing one direction, becoming quiet and focused, is intent. Did you know that? Intent to work on yourself, intent to know more, intent to be tolerant. Not all of you have the same needs, wishes, wants, desires, and the paths are all different. But the entourage knows them all. The Kryon entourage is from the central core and the central source. You might even say that the energy shakes hands with that which is you and your higher self, and some of you feel it. It's a safe place. Yesterday I made the statement it was the last channel of the year. Now it was, if you define it like I do, that the channeling is filled with new information, profound things. You should listen to it many times and write it down, not this one. Not this one. This one's for you. It's for the ones in the room and anyone else who wishes to listen. But it has to do with what you've experienced this day. For it was different for many of you. The program is designed to stimulate things within you that would question your reality, to present complex things that perhaps you haven't thought of before or don't even understand yet. It pushes the envelope of your three-dimensional reality so that you would feel free to look beyond it. And we use the words, is it possible there's more? What we have that is difficulty, we on the other side of the veil, what we have, which is difficult for us, is you. You're coming from an old energy, born into an old energy. And it's starting to revise your reality into a new one, a one that you didn't expect, one that has a new normal, one that is filled with different rules. You got to recalibrate. And humans don't do this easily. Your brain is not designed for it. The survival brain that you have takes concepts and owns them, and they become your reality. It's survival spiritually. And when the rules start to shift, it threatens many things within you. Sameness, you desire it and you want it. And suddenly it's different. You weigh everything that we say that is new against what you were taught by those you trust. And again, I will tell you this, that the energy shifts. And what you may have been taught may be accurate and true for that time. But it moves and shifts. You change this planet so greatly that the future shifted. The purpose of the planet shifted. Its place in the galaxy shifted. The potentials of what comes next for you and the next planet of free choice shifted. Someday it will be your task to seed others with your DNA. Now, do you understand all that? No. Greater than that, do you understand what was presented today in detail? No. You're not supposed to. I want to give you a concept. This is a short message, really, just for you, all of you who sit here. I want to give you a concept, and I want you to remember this. It is a metaphor we've used before, but I want you to really see it. Humans love to eat. It's a pleasure that you all have. And you should. It was designed that way. Designed that way. It's a beautiful time when you sit with others and you have a great meal. In the process of having a meal and the scenario of food in general, you all know that there are probably wonderful cooks and not so great cooks. And when you go someplace and you discover a meal that is just wonderful and every bite is miraculous to your taste buds, you remember it. I want you to put yourself there for just a moment with your friends. People you know, people you don't, you're all around a table and it represents, well, this room. And you're served a beautiful meal all together. There are various degrees of enjoyment, but in general, you all do. Some of you are raving about it. You want to meet the cook. You love it. And so you do an exercise and you work around the table. to find out what each one thinks about the food that they ate, then it starts to get a little different, a little difficult, because you're receiving the insights into what each person found to be delicious or not. Was it texture? Was it taste? Was it experience? And then you get one who's the intellectual. Did you enjoy the meal? Oh, one of the best, but I really did not enjoy it much. Well, how could you have it one of the best, but you didn't enjoy it? And they say, because it landed on my taste buds and it made me wonder what the recipe was. I'm frustrated. And it's interrupting the process of my enjoyment of this meal, because I don't know what's in it. I don't know how it was made. I don't know how long it was marinated. I don't know anything about the cook. And so here I am, frustrated. No, I didn't enjoy it. Do I have to go any further? I want you to sit here and enjoy the tools of this new age. There's a system that is delivering to you intuition. Do you really have to figure it out? There is a system delivering to you new concepts of who you are, of what you can do. Changing your very biology, are you going to sit there and intellectualize it? Do you really have to know the minutiae to see the light? I give you this because the answer is in every single one, to some degree, the answer is yes, to some degree. Around the table you go and you find that it's common. Even those who loved it want to meet the cook. They want to see the face. They want to know the recipe. Even the ones who loved it. And then there's the one just smiling away. Says, I don't care. I don't care to meet the cook. I just want more. I want to invite you to be that person. Dear ones, you don't have to know. Eventually, I promise that these things will start to line up and become spiritually logical. You ever have a situation in your life where you have no idea what and why? You're upset, you're frustrated, time goes on, things happen, and you look backwards and go, oh, now I see. You're looking at the handiwork of synchronicity that pushes and pulls you around without your knowing or knowledge, because you asked for it, because you allowed it, taking you into a benevolent place that you didn't expect. And there you sit looking backwards and going, I never could have planned it. And if we had told you at the beginning what the plans were, you wouldn't have done it. And you know I'm right. So I want you to sit here with that knowledge that the love of God knows your name, and that you are able to work through puzzles without knowing the recipe, the minutiae, the hows and the whys. Some of you are built to ask these questions, and you're just going to have to be tolerant with no answer, with the promise that someday you'll understand much better and you'll enjoy the logic of it. But for now, it's okay not to know. Don't let your intellectual brain spoil what's coming. Don't let the survival instinct in you have to have a need to know attitude to participate in one of the greatest shifts of energy in humanity, where the old soul is leading the way. That's the message for you. Specifically for this group, because you have been through a day of teaching which is eclectic, moved around, covered many subjects, and only introduced you the concepts. And now it's up to you. The seeds have been planted for you to change the very essence of who you think you are. It's all in the Akash. Truly, old soul, think about it. It's a well of experience, knowledge, and wisdom just waiting to be brought forward and pasted upon your life today. What are you going to do with it? Do you have to figure it out? Or will you just go with it? Blessings to you. At this time in history, you're in the right place at the right time, working with the puzzles that are supposed to be worked with. Did you hear me? That are supposed to be worked with because you are recalibrating your life. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.